This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. And I tell you what, they are literally a hop, skip, and a jump from blowing up. We're talking no other than Hemp Americana, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed and all the things that are going on up in Maine, no other than Salvador Roselli. Salvador, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, what is new with HMPQ? I know that you guys are still working on some things up there in Maine. If you would be so kind, please bring us up to speed.
Well, the situation in Maine depends on the situation in New York. It's one and the same, because this is where we raise funds, which then we invest partially in Maine and also in New York. You know, there's many other expenses outside of what we put in Maine. This situation in Maine is very promising. We have a plant, we bought a farm. I don't know if I told you that before, with a 9-foot fence against deer coming and eating the weed. So we have 10,000 plants chosen by my partner, Jamie Black. And for the CBD oil content,
right?
As you know, you can get CBD from marijuana, like Charlotte's Web and Raphael and all this, or you can get it from the hemp.
Correct.
Yeah. So, different strains, different plants have different amounts of CBD. Is not the only oil. There are many, many other oils that until now were not being exploited or even researched, because you know, some of the methods of extraction were destroying the ephemeral oils in favor of the THC or the CBD, you see. So we are ready. The last two machines came. There's one more missing, which is a bottling plant. It's being built in China. And every machine is there. We have purchased 4,000 tons of flour.
Right.
Everything is paid for. We, at the same time, have been battling different obstacles that have been put in our way, mostly financial, okay? They put certain things on our company that unjustly, because we do not owe. Well, I have a note for $12,500. Outstanding, but outside of that, there's no debt.
And you have your license. You have your license to produce up there in the cell. Where are we at on that part?
Yeah. But what we don't have is the electric company hasn't yet connected us to the grid.
Right.
And we've been waiting for that for almost a year.
So what direction are you developing right now to go with waiting for the two machines and you know, producing the hemp oils and stuff like that?
Well, when we started, we had all the ideas. And then my partner came with the idea of isolate, okay? Creating isolates. For that, the machine that will help us achieve that just arrived. I don't know if it has been connected yet. But since then, as you know, to get the distillate, the isolate, there's another two steps. But recently, I've been approached by manufacturers of edible products that have expressed the desire to get the CBD oil as it comes out of the extracting machine, which is a beautiful golden color. Okay? So that will save us two steps, you see?
And when do you think that's going to come to fruition, Salvador?
Well, right now we are in those negotiations precisely as we speak. But as you know, it's August. Everybody in the East Coast disappears for vacation because the winter is coming. Okay. And the winter lasts 6 months.
I see.
Yeah. So right now, everyone is on vacation.
My guest today is Salvador Roselli. He is the CEO of Hemp Americana, Inc. He trades on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. How large is the CBD market and maybe the market that you're going to try to penetrate?
Well, the CBD market is huge. Okay? I mean, it's monstrous. There's 7 billion people on the planet. All of them could be taking CBD for different conditions. You see, in the United States, and maybe Canada, I'm not sure about that. They're ahead of us, way ahead of us. But in the United States, there's less than 5% penetration into the market. And that 5% will have certain percentage of awareness about CBD, but have never taken it, and a smaller percentage that are taking it. I've seen results, you know, I used to white label CBD before I started the factory. And I used to give simple drops to people, and there'd be four or five, and one or two will immediately need CBD, and the others will get nothing.
Wow.
Will not feel a thing. But some of them, I was amazed, really.
Well, we're kind of running out of time today. In closing, what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
That we have been struggling for 5 months to erase reports about us unjustly applied because we are a true company.
Yes.
And also, we have no debt. I want to emphasize that because many of the companies are full of debt.
You are correct about that, sir.
So we don't have that pressure outside of the warehouse rent and the salaries of the skeleton crew that we kept until we start production, which will happen soon if we make a deal with the edible manufacturers, you see, that they want it as it comes out of the machine. So then the machine will be running 24/7.
How about the power company?
Power company, well, we've done everything possible. And they put the post, and but according to what I've been told as far as 2 days ago, the power is not connected yet.
Okay. And when do you think that might happen?
Well, I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, I've never been to Maine. I was in Maine back in the 60s. And I'm sure it changed a lot, especially especially now I'm like, I have a business there, you see, incipient, it's about to open business that will generate a lot of employment.
Well, Salvador, it's always great to have you on my show. You're always a colorful guy, and hopefully you'll come back on the show in 30 or 40 days. You'll get the other two machines. The power will get turned on, and you'll actually start producing some hemp oil. In closing, is there anything that you would like to say? You got about 20 seconds.
Well, I would like to thank all the shareholders and all the people that have helped us move forward at a snail pace, you might say. You need a lot of patience, but we are relentless and dedicated to making Hemp Americana a global brand, because the game at this moment is to go global.
I was going to say, you said it all today, Salvador. Again, I want to thank you for coming on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 days and give us an update of what's going on with Hemp Americana. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. They're trading at 0.8 cents. That's just a tad bit under a penny. Salvador, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.